The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. So what's the deal with single-stream recycling? We've actually talked about this before on Scrapponomics, but I think it's important to discuss again, especially since people ask us about it a lot at Friedland. Simply put, we're not fans of it. Here's why. For those who aren't familiar with the concept of single stream, the idea is that you can throw everything into one recycling bin and it will all get sorted out later. Many cities around the country have implemented this as well. The thing to remember is that at some point, somewhere, someone has to separate those materials in order for them to be recycled cost-effectively. The trouble with single stream is that, while it's supposed to make it easier for the public to recycle, it's extremely difficult to monitor, and it creates a total nightmare on the other end. Here's one example. Say you have some paper you'd like to recycle, so you throw it in a single stream recycling bin you see on the street. So far, so good. Then, 5 minutes later, someone comes up and throws a broken glass bottle in the bin. The problem is that paper can't have any glass shards mixed in it when it's sent to a paper mill for repulping because it will break their equipment. So a lot of the time, domestic mills won't even buy single-stream material. The same thing goes for plastics and other commodities. But here's the kicker. When commodity prices are high, some domestic and foreign mills will grudgingly take single-stream material. And that's when a lot of cities decided to implement these programs because they thought they'd make money doing so. But guess what? Now that commodity prices are down, even foreign mills don't want single-stream material, and cities are now being charged for something they could be paid for if they would keep the material separated from the beginning. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.